This is TWiT.
LG plans to release a round smartwatch next week. The company is currently one of only two Android Wear smartwatch makers with products actually shipping. Samsung is the other one. Joining us to talk about the new LG watch is Brad Mullen, who writes for Engadget. Welcome to you, Brad.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Thank you so much. Now, can you tell us more about this watch and how we know it's going to be announced?
Yes. So LG actually had a teaser. It was on YouTube, and this is on their global channel. Basically, the teaser is a 30-second video that shows that, hey, LG is coming and it's going to be coming out with this round smartwatch. Now, they came out, like you said, with a square smartwatch back at the I/O developer conference in June. So it's only been a couple months. So this is kind of an interesting idea that LG wants to be able to compete with the Moto 360. Obviously, there's a lot of great fanfare that was involved with the Moto 360 when it first was announced. Whereas the LG with the square it's a little bit more bland looking. So I think LG was really responding as quickly as it could to the needs of the market.
Now, assuming that this is an Android Wear watch, how can they really differentiate themselves from the Moto 360? Obviously, product aesthetics and hardware design, is there really anything that they can do beyond that at this point?
There is one way that they can differentiate from what I can tell just by the teaser, and that is mainly through the bottom of the circle. Now, this sounds kind of weird and like it's not a very big deal, but when the Moto 360 first was revealed and everybody got their hands on an early version of it, there was a little bar at the very bottom, so the display itself wasn't completely round. Now, LG is teasing that it's going to fill that gap down at the bottom, so that way it has a perfectly round display. So this is one way. It seems like it's such a small thing, but I think in terms of the overall user experience, this is going to be a big deal.
Yeah, and LG seemed to be kind of rubbing their nose in it, which is really kind of interesting. the video actually just shows, you know, makes a big deal out of this, you know, pushing the edges of this thing out to a circle, and then it goes to the bottom, and it's basically just hitting you over the head with, this is really round, not like, you know, the leading brand and so on. So what is it about round watches? Why do they seem so much better, and why do they seem so much harder? I mean, I get the feeling after reading all of what we know about this that it's likely that LG developed the square and the round watches at the same time, but round watches seem to take longer to develop. You see, the Moto 360 still isn't out, and so maybe it put the square one out there just as sort of a stopgap because it wanted to be one of the early movers or something like that. But what is it about round watches that are so compelling, do you think?
Well, I first agree that the square watch was more of a stopgap. It was a way for them to just get it out there in the market, get some early feedback, and be able to squash a bunch of bugs that they were experiencing early on, as we saw initially with the issue with the charger port, the corrosion. So that's certainly an issue that they want to take care of, so that way when the round watch comes out, they don't have that problem, and they are able to compete hand-in-hand with the Moto 360. Now, the reason why I think the round display is so much more compelling is because this is more like a regular watch. I think a lot of people are still hesitant to really look into the idea of a smartwatch in general, just because they're so used to having a really nice-looking watch. I mean, you take a look at most people, it's a huge fashion accessory to them. It's not just a way to tell the time. And so if a smartwatch is going to become big, it also needs to be able to do the same thing. It needs to be a fashion statement rather than just, hey, look at all the cool little apps that it can do. Hey, this gets my text messages. That's not going to fly for most people because they look at their phone as a way of doing exactly the same thing. So why do they need that on their wrist as well? So this is going to be a huge thing. If Moto 360 and the LG watch both do really well, then we can see that this is certainly turning into a fashion accessory.
So, and in terms of that flat tire on the 360, do you have any indication of why that's actually there? Because Motorola actually made the Aura smartphone, which had a circular display and it didn't have any flat tire or anything like that there. Do you have any idea why they need that on the watch but not on their earlier device?
That's a really good question. I'm not quite certain.
I might have the answer for that. So It was confirmed early on, I believe, when the G Watch and the Gear Live were shown off at I.O., that the 360 has an ambient light sensor. So it's possible that the flat, the part down at the very bottom of the display is for that sensor, which is actually pretty important when you think about watches. And particularly my experience with the Gear Live is that having that one brightness, that's all the time. It's either on or off, obviously. It can kind of dim when you're not using it, but it's bad for battery. When you're out in bright sunlight and you actually want a little bit more, you actually have to go in and manually do it. So having that ambient light sensor might actually be kind of the trade-off for that, right? Like if you're okay with having a Moto 360 that adjusts depending on how bright it is outside, and that's incredibly useful, then maybe you have to be okay with that little flat black part. But we also don't know if the LG round watch is going to have an ambient light sensor. And if it does, where is it hidden? Where is it? So.
Yeah, that's a good point. It might be hidden in a completely different spot, perhaps on the perimeter of the watch itself. Right. So, yeah, that's certainly a good theory, because I don't see any other reason. There's nothing software-wise that would be causing it to be an issue, especially if LG is able to do it.
Now, Brad, you wrote that the watch will be called the LG G Watch R, and that can't possibly be the name. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, when this thing first came out, Jason was calling it the Guatch. Maybe it should be called the Garage.
I don't know if I like where this is going.
This definitely took an interesting turn. So, Garage aside, I think that they are trying to emphasize the fact that it's a round device. The R stands for round. At least that's my theory. And I also believe that they don't want to just call it the G-Watch 2, because that way LG would be admitting that the first one just wasn't very good and they're just trying to get this one out to replace it. My theory is that they're not actually trying to replace the first watch, but instead complementing it.
Okay. And the Moto 360 has a button on the side. And for a while, we wondered what that was for, but then we learned that it's for turning it on and off and things like that. And this one has a button on the side. I have the feeling that a round watch without a button just looks weird, and they want it to look like a real. And so they dummy up some phony baloney functionality for it. But do you know what the button for this watch is all about?
Nothing confirmed at this point, but I also have the feeling that it's doing exactly the same thing as the Moto 360. And honestly, I'm okay with it, because when you play with the original G Watch, the issue with it is if you want to do any sort of resets, if you want to power it on and off, then it's a bit more cumbersome process than it really should be. So having the button on the side not only adds this physical element that most people are familiar with on their regular watches, but it also adds that crucial functionality. It may not be a lot of functionality, but it's also essential.
Is there any hope that the Type R watch will have better battery life than the earlier G watch that we saw?
It absolutely should. The issue that I see with it, though, is it's only been a couple months. So what are they able to do, both in terms of the hardware and software optimization during that 2 months, that will ultimately make a huge difference in battery life? I do have my doubts on that.
Brad Mullen writes at Engadget.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at PhoneWisdom. Thank you so much for joining us today, Brad Mullen.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks.